Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Big Fish, Small Pod. I'm Andrew Werdahl, and today is May 13th. And today what I want to talk with you about is Marlins general manager, Kim Ng, and how she's really well poised to take this Marlins team to October and beyond. So really what is key to her is her extensive knowledge in baseball. She began working in Major League Baseball for the Chicago White Sox dating back to 1990. She was with them through the early 90s into 96, where really her responsibilities worked around initially her responsibility was to find Rule 5 draft prospects. So looking through scouting reports and exploring other teams' minor league systems to try to find that diamond in the rough that's overlooked and not even on your 40-man roster at an extended age for a prospect. So she's always been in this real down to earth what is happening on the baseball field and who's bringing that extra little bit of a spark to the field with them. That led her into working for the American League, processing transactions, approving waivers for ball clubs, as an example. Again, just gaining a knowledge base in all of those small little details. Then that took her to the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman sought her out to be an assistant to the general manager. And that was at, dare I say, the height of the Yankees dynasty, 1998 to 2001, when they won three World Series championships. You're talking about Derek Jeter's Yankees when you're talking about that. And it took her to Los Angeles, where she basically continued in a similar position, but with a less established ball club, the Dodgers. Now they're something of a dynasty. They've been in the playoffs since 2013. And they were a much different team in the mid-early 2000s, as they were getting their footing really as a growing organization. I mean, they're the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're always somewhat relevant throughout history, but at the time, they were really getting their feet off the ground, trying to, in some ways, build off of what was going on with the New York Yankees, who were one of those rare teams running that maximalist sort of setup, where their baseball team gets full investment from its ownership and from its upper management, and fully budgeted to have a contending team, a rarity in the sport. And the Los Angeles Dodgers were looking to glom off of that. So Kim Ng was brought in, and the team had some success through the 2000s, nothing ridiculous. It wasn't really until they landed a large TV deal that they were able to extend their budget to the point that they are now. Certainly Kim Ng's efforts helped the team reach the point where they could get such a contract. It was something of a norm to have these massive multi-billion potentially contracts for television rights in the early to late aughts, early tens. And what we're seeing now is a different trend because of cable. Less people are watching cable than streaming. So the Dodgers, in essence, what they needed to do was just gain traction and prove their importance to people that would then be inclined to, like, keep their cable bill going. And then the Dodgers did land a contract like that and gained the ability to make large transactions. Like, one of their, like, biggest deals at the time, like, traded for Josh Beckett and Adrian Gonzalez, both former Marlins, from the Boston Red Sox, as it were. So that was something of, like, a real, like, flip into this, like, actual active dynasty mode that we saw with the Dodgers as they, like, became this, like, current powerhouse, really, like, following, like, Clayton Kershaw's career, which, like, Kim Ng overlapped with a bit early on, but since, like, separate ways were made, Kim became involved in, like, the Major League Baseball League office, engaging with, like, many Major League Baseball teams. In an article interview for MLB.com, she revealed that, like, that was a really beneficial opportunity for her because it gave her the chance to hear how all these teams were thinking about baseball and the ability to, like, know the different perspectives on the sport and to be able to communicate on those different levels and engage with these different ball clubs in a way that's potentially advantageous to her own perspective and her own beliefs of what will grow her ball club that she's, you know, been a part of a practice in numerous winning organizations. Like, actually in her career, her, like, 22 seasons with Major League Baseball teams, including this past season with the Miami Marlins, she's actually 18 winning seasons to 4 losing seasons, like an 81% winning percentage. So it's not a stretch to say that, like, she knows how to win. She's not this general manager who's brought in to, like, do your rebuild to become a contender and then, like, go over the top in the typical manner of your, like, small market club organization. What you have is this, like, dynasty-minded general manager who's thinking out. She's thinking, like, long-term, how to grow the Dodgers, how to, you know, like, supplement a roster in the ways that maybe the 1990s Chicago White Sox, like, failed to do. But with the perspective of years and with just the power given to her now, she has the ability to, like, face on all these, like, questions you're faced as the general manager. Even with these, like, minor transactions, she has an eye for it. Her first, like, task with the Marlins to find some relief pitching, it was, like, a huge need at the time, and she went out and found, like, Anthony Bender as an example of one of those, like, minor signees that were due to the effort she took to just watch a ton of video of those, like, minor league level players, really, like, dating back to her experience in, like, 1990. The skills are, like, still there because they've been accumulating since that point. It's, like, an expert level of a general manager with, like, a real, like, balanced poise. She talked in that same April 25th, 2022 interview with MLB.com that it's like she sees her role as conducting the orchestra, where she knows when to bring everyone in at the right times. It's this perspective that she takes where she knows the limits of her involvement and can anticipate to an extent with that. She sees beyond to help set up her people into the right positions to succeed. So I'm incredibly optimistic for the future of this team, and it doesn't seem like they've gone out of their britches for Avi Garcia or Jorge Soler. And the way the team has played is pretty consistent with the idea that, like, these players are your players. It's giving us great drama on the field. I'm curious to see what happens tonight as the Marlins take on the Milwaukee Brewers and face Corbin Burnes behind Pablo Lopez. So tonight at 6:40 is the game. Before that, leading up to it, check out Fish Stripes Live for our perspective on the upcoming series.